let me acknowledge you. Well, first, let me acknowledge you for spending so much time with me and choosing to listen to something that is going to improve your life. I have just loved being together here with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for spending this time with me. I love you. I didn't do this on my own. And so I want to take a minute and acknowledge a lot of people that had a hand in making the Let Them Theory book and audiobook come to life and create the massive impact that it's having on people around the world. So first, to the millions of fans of the Mel Robbins podcast and every single one of you on social media who either follows me or has shared content from The Lady with the Glasses, thank you. Without you, I wouldn't get to do what I love most. You're the reason this book exists. Your support, passion, love, and of course, your Let Them tattoos inspired me to do something I swore I would never do again, and that's write another book. Thank you for being a part of this incredible journey. Thank you for helping me create what I believe is the single most important piece of work I have ever done. One thing is certain. I wrote this book for you, and it is yours as much as it is mine. I cannot wait to see how this book helps you improve your life and your relationships. I cannot wait to see how it improves the lives of your family and your friends when you force them to read it. You deserve more love. You deserve more meaning, joy, and peace in your life, and the Let Them Theory is going to help you achieve it. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me enough to listen to this and learn about it and apply it to your life. To all the experts who have appeared on the Mel Robbins podcast and in the pages of this book, thank you. Thank you for hopping on planes and flying to Boston to sit down and spend time with me. I have learned so much from each and every one of you. Whether your research is cited directly in this book and bibliography or not, know this. Meeting, speaking, and learning from you has shaped every word and helped me improve my life. On behalf of everyone who will read or listen to this book, and every single listener of the Mel Robbins podcast in the 194 countries where we are broadcast, thank you. Thank you for your work, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with all of us. Sawyer, to my brilliant daughter, oh my God, now I'm crying. Woo. Co-conspirator, co-researcher, co-writer, and co-pilot, you swore you would never work for your mother. And here we are. I wake up every day grateful that you said yes when I asked, you know, can you help me with a small research project? It's called the Let Them Theory. Well, you dove in, and I don't think you've ever come back up for air. This has been one of the most fulfilling experiences of my life, to not only be your mom, but to now get to know you as a colleague. I love you. I love you deeply. I love every moment of working with you, even though I know you are having to say, let them, let them, let them about me every single day. Oh, whew. Tracy, my right hand, my right brain, my sentence finisher, and the executive producer extraordinaire. Where would I be without you? Lost at sea. You keep this ship afloat. Your single best quality, I have never once seen you with a frown on your face or a negative attitude. Not once. Thank you for always bringing the sun. After 8 years, I am so grateful for your calm, steady hand guiding the way through this wild adventure. Susie, thank you for bringing the fun and storytelling into the writing process. You made me a better writer. You've added so much depth and soul to this project, and your work is an undeniable part of the book's heart. You're an OG, and this book wouldn't be where it is without you. I'm so happy it brought us together and thrilled to know that this partnership is just beginning. Yuna, you came into this like a whirlwind, impressing me daily with your incredible writing skills. Your ability to nail down the language and power in the vibe of this book, remarkable. You were essential in shaping this story into something powerful. I absolutely love the way that you think, and I love working with you. Lynn, You know that feeling when someone shows up in your life and you realize what's been missing? That's you, Lynn. You filled a need in my life. Oof. Okay. I gotta pull it together now. Huh. And it's only in working with you that I now realize what true support and excellence feels and looks like. You set the bar impossibly high. In fact, I think you set it a little too high for yourself, okay? I'd like you to just take it down a notch so you relax and enjoy yourself. But I don't think I could do this job without you. Now, please put down your phone and turn off your laptop, stop working, and enjoy your weekend. Because I'm not going anywhere, neither are you, so get some rest while you can. Cindy, to our rock star in pink Crocs and matching lipstick with the best Boston accent you have ever heard, I love you from the bottom of my heart. From the moment you walked into our lives, you brought so much joy and laughter. I never thought at the age of 56 I would find a house mom in real life. You know a house mom? The amazing human who takes care of an entire sorority? That's you. You might as well be named Cindy Robbins at this point because our dogs Yolo and Homie get more excited when you walk in the door than when I do. Amy and Jesse, to the OGs up here in Vermont, we first bonded over how much we hated living in Vermont and had no idea what the heck we'd do in this tiny rural town. Moving here wasn't a coincidence. It was synchronicity. Over the past 4 years, we have laughed, cried, and pushed our way through every obstacle, one cold plunge and one card pull at a time. Atta girl, amazing Amy. And along the way, we managed to launch the single fastest growing podcast on the planet from above our garage in the middle of nowhere. There's something magical about meeting some of your most favorite people later in life. And you are two of mine. I have a feeling this next chapter is going to be one of the most divine and epic ones yet. The most surprising part, we absolutely love living in Vermont now. Melody, our copy editing champion and fellow cool eyeglass fashionista, thank you for gracefully managing my many, many late night, last minute delays. You always showed up with a smile and made sure this book was polished and perfect. I owe you a mountain of coffee and endless gratitude. Mark, you already know how much I adore you. Not only did you make this book possible, but you also ensured that its message would reach readers around the globe, with translations and languages far beyond the borders of the U.S. You are the best, a genius at making deals, and helping me to be the first author to do things that we do the unique way we do them. Top secret, everyone. I'm forever grateful. Christine, my sister-in-law, business partner, fellow Australian shepherd lover, and best friend, thank you for being my rock. I'm sorry I've had so many meltdowns over writing this book. I'm embarrassed by all the emotional texts and late-night venting I did at you. No one on the planet needs the part of this book about managing emotions more than I do. Thank you for having so much grace. Thank you for guiding our company from an out-of-control startup to a world-class business and global powerhouse in personal development. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud to be your partner, and I'm so proud of what we built together. I couldn't have done it without knowing you always have my back and our best interest at heart. I wake up every day and say to myself, can you believe we get to do this for a living? And I can always hear you say in the back of my mind, we are magical bitches. Whew. Chris, thank you for always going camping during the Let Them Marathon writing weeks. Oh. A book can't be bound without a spine, and you are that for me. You hold our family together. And the thing I love most about my life is that I get to spend it with you. Kendall and Oakley, based on what you've heard about how grueling this book process has been, I can imagine you were grateful you were at college and in LA as Sawyer and I were duking it out. You have always supported me in pursuing my dreams, and know this, whatever it is that you choose to do with your lives, I'll be there every step of the way to cheer you on. Mom and Dad, Mom, I think you get credit for instilling me with the let me spirit as a little girl. As I wrote this book, I kept thinking about the needlepoint pillow you stitched with the saying, pull up your big girl panties and deal with it. Thank you for being my biggest supporters and for always being there when I needed you. I know you're proud of me, and I want you to know I'm proud of you, your marriage, and the life you've created too. Oh, Anne Davin, thank you for teaching me how to become a whole woman. Words cannot describe the impact that you've made in my life and my marriage and my ability to unlock my full potential. I love you. David, whenever I need advice, perspective, coaching, a laugh, or just a great gin and tonic, I got you on speed dial. Thank you for teaching me how to be a good boss and an even better friend. Christine and I can't do this without you, and we definitely wouldn't want to. I love you. Pete, you absolutely nailed it with the book cover. The design is everything I dreamed of and more. I'm sure I've been a giant pain in the rear end to work with, and I appreciate your patience with all the last-minute chaos. Thank you for your creativity. The cover is absolutely amazing, and I hope you're as proud of it as I am. Julie, what can I say? The interior of the book feels clean, light, and exactly right. You made it all come together under an excruciatingly, ridiculously short timeline. I'm thrilled with the result. Thank you for your hard work and dedication. Lindsay, it's hard to put into words how much I appreciate you, because you've been supporting me even when I wasn't in the middle of publishing a new book. You've been booking me on the Today Show and sending me PR opportunities. You're smart, you're dedicated, and I'm so excited to continue this rodeo with you. To my entire team, thank you for giving me and Sawyer the space to write this book, all while you were producing 2 podcast episodes a week, a 6-month-long coaching program, keynote speeches, and productions for our partners at Audible and Ulta Beauty, and many more. You are the best team on the planet. I absolutely would not be able to do this without you and your dedication and your teamwork. To the tattoo artists and to those of you who gave me your stories through your art, you are the true inspiration behind this book. Watching Let Them Take Off has been humbling and exhilarating. And it all began with you and all the tattoos. I am forever grateful for the chance to share your meaningful, beautiful designs with the world. And now, I can't wait to see all the Let Me tattoos start to roll in. To my partners at Audible, wow. Can you believe we have been working together for 7 years? I cannot believe how much we've done together. And even as I share this acknowledgement for partnering with me in an extraordinary way on the Let Them Theory audiobook, you and I are actively researching a topic around time management for our 7th original Audible production together. I'm so honored to be part of your global and life-changing mission. Here's to the next 7 Audible originals. I love you guys. To Rob, Patrick, Una, Charlotte, Alyssa, Lynn, and Sawyer, who were present here in the studios with me for this audiobook. You coached me, you cheered for me, you poured tea, you got water, you made smoothies, you kept it fun, and every time you gave me feedback, you started by saying, "You're doing great. Now, can we go back and do this?" I love you guys, and this audiobook is as sensational and impactful as it is because you were here. Thank you. To Patty Reed, Diane, Lizzie, Aria Mayer, Marlene, Betsy, Kathleen, and the entire team at Hay House, thank you for being my partner. I love being yours. There's so much you do that I don't even know about, so I don't even know what I should be listing about what you do. So to absolutely everyone who has supported this book, sold it, marketed it, read it, it takes a village, and it's an honor to be part of yours. And finally, to Align PR, you're the very first PR agency I've ever hired, and it's so worth it. I'm amazed by the way you think, operate, and excel at your craft, and I'm proud to work with the best, and that is you.